We might be more affordable than others, so a lower cost, but our value is tremendous of what we offer to students who attend our institution.
Welcome to Season 3 of Inside Virginia's Community Colleges. I'm your host, Steve Mullen. Thus far during this podcast series, we've spent a season talking about remote learning at Virginia's community colleges and another about the community college system's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In this season, we're going to give you information to help save money on an already affordable community college education in Virginia. We'll also give some advice on how to make the most of your degree or certification once it's completed. Let's welcome our first guest for this season to get things started. Bill Figge is Vice President of Learning and Student Success at Bright Point Community College, formerly John Tyler Community College. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve. It's good to be here.
Now, let's get right to the point. How much more affordable are community colleges in Virginia compared to four-year universities?
So we're about one-third the cost when you look at tuition and especially fees. At our institution, we're $160 per credit hour for each class that a student would take. When you average about a three-credit class, it's about $480 for a three-credit class.
And one thing we keep hearing over and over again is that people are being priced out of higher education. How do community colleges manage to stay relatively affordable?
Well, it's our mission. You know, our job is, we're the community's college, right? So our job is to serve our community. About 95% of the students who attend our institution stay in Virginia, and about 85 to 90% actually stay directly in our service region. And so we want to be sure we're providing the education needed to serve our employers. And we want to be sure that we're able to provide that pathway. So that's our mission, is to ensure that we have that affordable education for our students so that they are not priced out of being able to go to school, so that they can take advantage of opportunities that might be available to them. You know, we know two-thirds of jobs may not require a four-year education, but require some type of education beyond high school. And so, you know, we need to be sure that we're providing affordable options for students to be able to then take advantage of the education to get the jobs that are available to them in today's market.
And we're going to talk a lot during this season of the podcast about how to make community colleges even more affordable. But what's the first thing you would tell a student who came to you trying to save money on their higher education?
Well, first thing is complete the FAFSA. It's important. You have to, in order to get financial aid assistance, you have to complete the FAFSA. And all of the community colleges, all four-year institutions, have financial aid offices. So if people aren't sure exactly what should be included or how to, you know, complete the form, they should absolutely seek assistance to help to complete the FAFSA. No one should have to pay money to complete the FAFSA. It's a free application. And so students should do the FAFSA and put it in. Even if you think you may not qualify, many schools, their scholarship programs and other resources available to students requires the completion of the FAFSA. And last year, we're very appreciative of the General Assembly and signed by the governor, the G3 program, Get Skills, Get a Job, Get Ahead, which provides financial support in specific programs that lead directly to employment, 400% of the poverty level beyond Pell. And so if a family of four has a gross income of over $100,000, they would qualify for financial assistance through the G3 program, the last dollar financial aid program. So complete the FAFSA and then seek opportunities through the funding sources that are available through the institution they may be interested in attending.
I know we're planning on a episode later this season to talk very in depth about the G3 program.
Great.
But on another topic, though, one concern is that a lot of people seem to think that community college education is somehow inferior. What would you say to those people?
Absolutely not. We have over 110 full-time faculty here. Many of them have PhDs, EdDs, direct knowledge for their specific subject that they teach. Many of our part-time faculty work directly in the fields in which they are teaching at our institution. And we have small class sizes. Our focus at the community college is on teaching and learning. You know, our faculty do not have the extra duties of having to do research. Some of our faculty choose to do research for their subject area that they're interested in, and we certainly support that. But our faculty, they're here to teach their students, help them learn, help them have success so they can get out in the community and get the either transfer to a four-year institution that they desire attending and or going directly to the workforce to get the job that they're in. So, you know, our faculty have a passion for helping students get where they want to go. And, you know, that's why I believe in the community college mission and why I've been doing it for the last 18 years. We shouldn't be a secret to folks anymore. We might be more affordable than others, so a lower cost, but our value is tremendous of what we offer to students who attend our institution.
All right. Bill Figge, Vice President of Learning and Student Success at Brightpoint Community College. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Appreciate giving us the opportunity.
For our next guest, we're going to talk to a student who knows firsthand about the affordability of Virginia's community colleges. Nora Wilkie, student at Rappahannock Community College. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
I'd love to hear your story. Why did you decide to go to a community college versus a four-year university?
So the original reason was mainly because my mom actually suggested it. She got her 2-year at a community college, and it's like the cheaper route. I just don't want to pay so much money to go to a 4-year, like, automatically. I just think it's better to, like, go to community college and get your, like, as many credits as you can, and it's just the cheaper option.
And in the end, moms are always right.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she got a 4-year. She did something with, I think it was farming, actually, something like that. And yeah, she did not have to pay as much as she had to go, like, you know, just straight up university.
And did you already know you wanted to be a welder, or what led you there?
The main reason I wanted to do welding was because my stepdad took me to this family day event at the shipyard, and they just had like a bunch of, I guess it was just like a bunch of different workers, like, showing like what they do. And I saw the welding table and I was like, that is so cool. Like, I want to do that. And like, I didn't really know anything about welding before then, but after that I was just kind of hooked. I was like, oh, that seems like a really cool job. So yeah, after that I was just like hooked. So I did more research and I just thought it'd be a cool path for me.
And what's your favorite part of being a student at Rappahannock Community College?
I think the best part is not having to pay as much money, honestly. It's like nicer to have more like a local college and not just like go straight to a dorm and have to pay so much money at a university. But yeah, that's just like the main thing, is it's just more local and more enjoyable that way.
And you're living at home while you're going there?
Yeah, it's not very far for me to commute.
And what's your plan after you secure your welding certification?
I'm just really hoping that after I do like all these welding certifications that it'll help me get my foot into the apprentice school at the shipyard easier. Because, like, I do have all of the requirements done, but it would just be easier to get there and say, like, oh, yeah, I have a little bit of experience with welding already.
Well, that sounds great. Nora Wilkie from Rappahannock Community College, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
In our next episode, we'll take the cost savings discussion to a whole new level. Did you know there's a program in Virginia that could make your community college education free? Tune in to get the details, and thanks for listening to Inside Virginia's Community Colleges. I'm Steve Mullen.